Acts and Journeys of the Apostles for 200 points. What scripture was the Ethiopian eunuch reading when Philip found him? Was it Jonah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, or Micah? Well, the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 28 through 33, has the answer. Here's how it reads. And was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. We're talking about the eunuch here. Verse 29, and the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. Verse 30, so Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, do you understand what you're reading? Verse 31, and he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Verse 32, now the passage of the scripture he was reading was this, like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, verse 33, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. So, what is your response? It should be, what is Isaiah? And if that's what you responded, congratulations. You got it right. You know something? I want to kind of turn our attention to some serious stuff, because when we were children, we thought like children, we acted like children. But the scripture says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, but now I'm a man. I've got bigger things to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's stop this Gorilla Glue foolishness. I mean, that's crazy stuff. You know, people are playing around with Gorilla Glue. We've got really serious issues in our neighborhoods and in our country, in our lives. You know, we're fighting against enemies seen and unseen. We're fighting against spiritual entities that have invaded our communities and this country. And we've got to pray mightily. We don't have time to play. The word is pray, not play. You know what I mean? It's great to have joy and have a little bit of fun, but some things are serious, and we really are in need of getting to those things and getting on track with God so that we understand that we're more than conquerors, that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Let's leave that Gorilla Glue stuff alone, people. There's no need to experiment with that. Use it for what it was designed for, okay? All right. That's it. That's all on this wintry Monday. I hope that you enjoyed this program and maybe got something out of it. We're going to join you again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself. Love each other and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all. No, you
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to the Word of God on today with Bishop